Fredericton's Garrison Night Market, the second biggest night market in Canada, was delayed by several weeks this year due to construction in the historic Garrison District where the market is hosted. Normally, the market starts in early June, but the night market this year didn't get up and running until June 26th. Despite losing nearly 3 weeks of business, most vendors at the market took the delay in stride, supplementing the lost revenue with appearances at other markets around the province. Here's Tom Weeb of Tall Tom's Lemonade Stand.
We're busy going to a lot of other markets, so we didn't really notice it. But yeah, it would have been nice to come a little earlier for sure.
And which other markets do you go to?
We go to the Queen Square Market in St. John on Sundays. We go to the Kingston Peninsula Market on Saturday. Friday, we're in St. Stephen. And today, this morning, we're usually at St. Andrews.
And here's Noe Enchirada, who sells imported goods from Thailand.
We were just back from traveling ourselves, so actually it worked quite all right for us. Though I realize that we are less start later. That means shorter season, but it's okay.
Here's Anna Marisa Frederico, who sells Filipino and Can-Asian cuisine.
Oh, it's not much difference anyway. It's just the delay. It cost us like 3 weeks of not selling. But the delay is worth it with the outcome that they did on the place.
And finally, here's Julie Frenette from Curious Foods, who sells meat pies and oat cakes.
The summer season is busy. We love the markets because it does bring in a lot of cash. But there's a lot of other markets around the province. This year, this concession van is new for us, so we're very excited. This is going to be like our third event. And yeah, we're looking forward to lots and lots more.
The vendors at the Garrison Night Market noted that the large crowds and atmosphere at the market make it a valuable experience regardless of the delay. Noe explained why those crowds are so valuable, aside from being potential customers.
I think it's more like a place where people gather to try and offer new things as new vendors. I think this is a good place for you to try out what work with the products, what work with your community. And I think as for customer, you get to try to see a lot of different things. So it's very dynamic and fun. And there's also a lot of music going on and some shows. So actually, even as vendor, I enjoy those shows myself.
Robin Bushell from Robin's Warm and Cozy, where she sells stuffed animals, described how that vendor diversity could contribute to the size of the Garrison Night Market.
It's really cool. There's a lot of different vendors. It's so artistic. And that's the way I explain it. It's vibrant. I'm like, if you want to try new food, there's so much food. There's people who have stuffies, there's clothes, there's pottery, there's paintings. And they're like, what? I had no idea this existed. Well, now you do. You have to come down Thursdays.
Anna Marisa echoed that sentiment.
Actually, here in Garrison, we have 5 Filipinos booths, right? But we sell different, and everybody cook their food different, right? And like what I said, it's the authenticity and the freshness and the crowd.
Finally, Julie explained how the construction that delayed the market could have a positive effect in the long run.
This year, they've expanded it, so it's across, I'd say, almost like a block. It's extending into Officer Square this year. There's 2 stages as well, so you can come down, grab a bite to eat, stroll and find some cool stuff, and listen to some music.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.